AI is changing software fast, but are we securing it? Integrating AI introduces new risks. We can't just react. We need to proactively secure these systems. That's where threat modeling becomes essential. Let's explore why it's so critical for secure AI development. Securing AI-augmented development means threat modeling, right? It's preventative medicine for AI. By proactively identifying threats, we stop vulnerabilities before they're exploited. For AI, this means expanding traditional models. We need to include attack vectors unique to AI. Neglecting threat modeling puts your AI systems at risk. To categorize potential threats effectively, consider the STRIDE framework. It's a structured way to think about vulnerabilities. STRIDE gives us 6 key categories: spoofing, where someone impersonates another user; tampering, unauthorized data modification; repudiation, denying actions taken; information disclosure, exposing sensitive data; denial of service, disrupting availability; and elevation of privilege, gaining unauthorized access. PASTA gives you a powerful framework for threat analysis. It's PASTA, short for Process for Attack Simulation and Threat Analysis. It's a 7-stage methodology, but the core idea is that it's business-driven. You begin by understanding your objectives and defining the technical scope, and then you methodically decompose the application. That's where you begin to see vulnerabilities. Threat modeling is most effective when approached systematically, like dissecting potential risks. Start by clearly defining what you're analyzing. What are your key assets? Then map out how data moves within the system using data flow diagrams. This helps visualize where vulnerabilities might appear. From there, you can leverage the STRIDE framework to methodically identify threats. DFDs give us a bird's eye view of a system. They visually map how information flows, almost like blueprints for data. We can see where data comes from, every transformation it undergoes, and its final destination. Think of them as roadmaps charting the journey of information. They're invaluable for identifying key components, data pathways, and storage locations within the system, giving us a clear understanding of the entire process. To prioritize threats effectively, consider using a DRAID analysis. It's a systematic way to score risks. Essentially, DRAID is a threat scorecard, rating each issue across 5 areas. First, there's damage potential. We ask, how bad is the impact if this threat becomes real? Then, reproducibility. How easily can someone repeat the attack? Understanding these factors is key to effective prioritization. AI offers a real boost to threat modeling. Specialized tools can analyze system designs, automating the tedious initial threat identification. Think of it as a powerful assistant, quickly generating a preliminary list of potential vulnerabilities. This frees up experts to focus on complex scenarios. Keep in mind, though, that AI is just one piece of the puzzle. Human expertise remains essential for thorough threat assessment. AI introduces new security challenges, right? That's where AI-specific threat modeling comes in. The Cloud Security Alliance, or CSA, understood these unique risks. They developed the Maestro framework to help us navigate the complexities of securing AI-powered systems. It's a great tool for understanding the nuances of AI security. Maestro security isn't an add-on, it's foundational. Think of it as layers, each protecting the other. 2 key areas are the model itself and data operations. We're proactively guarding the model against things like extraction and bias. This ensures integrity and responsible outputs. The Maestro framework hinges on 2 key layers: agent capabilities and deployment infrastructure. With agent capabilities, it's all about autonomous AI actions. But too much autonomy can backfire. The key is defining clear boundaries, vigilant monitoring, and robust fail-safes. Then we have deployment infrastructure. This is the underlying hardware and software that makes it all run. AI integration fundamentally changes your security focus because it introduces trust boundaries. Consider the AI model boundary. You're now separating the AI's knowledge from potentially harmful inputs. Then you have the training data boundary. Is that data reliable, or is it biased or even compromised? Thinking about security in terms of these boundaries is critical. AI integration introduces some serious new security risks. Forget traditional hacking. We're facing entirely new attack vectors. Prompt injection is a prime example. Think of it as manipulating the AI's instructions, tricking it into unauthorized actions or exposing sensitive data. It's a subtle but potent threat. AI's power means we must consider mitigation. Think of it like this. Every tool has weaknesses. For example, prompt injection, where bad inputs hijack the AI, can be stopped. We validate inputs and sanitize outputs. Data poisoning, that's attacking the training data. Robust validation and anomaly detection are key. Model extraction, essentially stealing the AI's knowledge, is another risk. Threat modeling's real value comes from continuous application. It shouldn't be a single checkbox. Integrate it throughout your AI development. From the start, when you're planning and setting security needs and data pathways, threat modeling is key. And it stays vital right through maintenance. Think of it as a constant security viewpoint. Securing AI systems starts with proactively finding and fixing potential weaknesses. Think of threat modeling as your AI security blueprint. Frameworks such as Stride, PASTA, and CSA's Maestro offer structured ways to analyze risks. AI creates new security concerns, changing who we trust and what could go wrong. Paying attention to threat modeling is essential for AI safety. I trust this has been a helpful overview. What questions do you have? I'm eager to discuss anything in more detail, whether you'd like to revisit a specific area, need clarification on something, or want to explore a related concept. I'm here to help in any way I can.